Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across the world and around America as well, and via the internet and the satellite too. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the armed workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And starting things out tonight is the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren. There they are. They're on the porch. And they're on the porch because it is 81 degrees, partly cloudy. It's a gorgeous night down here. And I'm sure they're watching the aircraft take off and land right there because they got a ringside seat right there in the runway. And they get to watch the big air freighters right now this time of night that are taking off. And the ones that are heavy, you wonder if they're going to get over the buildings, you know what I mean?
Right, yes.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, lots of stuff going on tonight. We got to start at the obvious place, Afghanistan. Now, I'm going to probably butcher the word, but I'm going to just mention the name. Have you, I know you just looked it up because I told you about it. What does the name Panjshir? The province in Afghanistan mean? It's about 60 miles north of Kabul.
Well, it literally means five lions. That's what it actually means. But basically, this is an area, Captain, that has some very, very good natural defenses. It's even described as a natural fort. And this is an area where the Taliban have not been able to penetrate or take over. But not just the Taliban, even the Soviet Union could not go through this area as well. So this is still a quote-unquote free part of Afghanistan, and it is an area where you have the resistance that is now reforming. It's actually currently controlled by what they call the second resistance. So this is a very, very different kind of place that literally is going to be pretty inaccessible to the Taliban.
And it's also the home to what's being called the Northern Alliance, because they're putting together an army again to go up against the Taliban and probably fight as resistance fighters. So this is an area where people will be safe because, again, of the fact that it does have natural fortification, and the Russians were defeated soundly there, and the Taliban also were defeated soundly there, and they decided just to stay clear of the area. And the other thing is the people that are there are not Islamic. They are Hindu.
Right, and they actually, in this area, Panjshir, became independent from a neighboring province back in 2004. So it does have a pretty interesting history, and certainly when you look at the map of Afghanistan and you see where Panjshir province is located, and it's going to be in the northeastern part of Afghanistan, it's a tiny little blip of red amongst everything else where the Taliban basically controls. It's landlocked, but again, it has this strategic and formidable defense that it has.
And the young man who is in charge of this, his name is Ahmad Massoud. He is the son of the legendary national hero of Afghanistan, Ahmad Shah Massoud. And he is the CEO of an outfit called Rise to Peace. He's doing a lot of tweeting, doing a lot of videoing, getting it out there for the world to see. So this is going to be interesting, this area. So the Taliban, even though things might be going south where they're at right now for the United States, and this is something else I want to mention. Why is it the British are actually convoying out to get their people wherever they're at and convoying back, going right through the middle of the Taliban, out and back, and we can't do that? What's going on here?
That's a very good question, Captain. You know, the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, was talking about how they were going to try and go get people, but they had very limited capability. I'm just paraphrasing here, but seemed to be pretty well resigned to the idea that there was really nothing the Americans could really do in the long run. But yet the Brits are able to somehow begin to pull this off. I would have to say, Captain, it's because it's not being ordered by President Biden. I mean, ultimately, the military can execute whatever operation they're asked to do. But I think there would have to be a resolve from Biden.
Right. Now, it also came out about China in the last 24 hours that they have been up to their eyeballs in negotiating with the Taliban for this moment, once the Taliban became the overall power and took control of Afghanistan, that they would be able to negotiate to get the rare earth minerals. And they have got that. It's about a $3 trillion deal, we understand. And we'll talk about that when we come back, folks, because there's a lot of things going on here. And again, China is not our friend. Can I make it any plainer? China is not our friend. All right, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, and this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, I was asked yesterday why I talk about Relief Factor, and I told the person that asked me, I said, because I take the product and it works. And because other people need to know about this product and know that there's an alternative for them other than the hardcore medication that doctors want to give you all the time. Because I was taking two different types of medication, one for swelling and one for the pain that I was in, and they were narcotics, and I didn't want it. I didn't want to take that stuff anymore because sometimes it'd make you tired when you weren't supposed to be tired. And sometimes your eyes would get strained and you'd be looking blurry-eyed at things when you didn't want to be. So I found Relief Factor, and I've been taking it now for 6 years. And it's 100% drug-free, number one. But it takes care of exactly what my problem is. I have a problem with inflammation in my left foot, ankle, and leg. And it will keep that in check as well as keep the pain in check that I have by going straight to the source of the pain. And believe it or not, it works on stuff other than just my leg, too. I mean, I've sprained my wrist, I've banged my arm, you know, that sort of thing, whatnot, and it hurts, and you take the Relief Factor, and it's gone. It's gone. It's over with. And it really, truly works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, the other thing is it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and speeds up the healing process, too. So for $19.95, you get started with a three-week quick start, $19.95. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the three-week quick start, and I'm telling you, it'll work for you the way it's worked for me. After all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Okay, now, back to Afghanistan in a different sense here. Now, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. military is not currently able to go beyond the Kabul airport to rescue people. And that might be changing as the British military now seem to be going out in the country to evacuate their citizens wherever they're at and not having any problem doing so. No one is challenging them. They're not being stopped. They're going out, getting their people, bringing them back to the airport, loading them on the plane, and away to go.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And certainly, you know, the messaging to the Taliban, and we've heard a lot about, well, you know, we're encouraging the Taliban to be nice, basically. That's basically what it amounts to a great degree. But in all seriousness, if the President of the United States would issue a statement to the Taliban saying, our American troops are going to go get Americans, and if any American troops are fired upon or anybody's hurt, there's going to be hell to pay. I mean, it's got to be something very, very distinct and strong. And that would be the only way, I think, that they could start to affect those kinds of operations. But again, it would have to have the support, you know, from the president. But I don't think he's ever going to come out and say anything like that. I mean, this guy is just out to lunch when it comes to even realizing that this is a total catastrophic failure.
Well, yesterday Denise said something, and I'm going to have to mention it to her because she said something, and I found out it just wasn't true. Number one, we have F-18s that are flying combat missions over Afghanistan at high altitude. We also have satellites that are watching Afghanistan 24/7. We also have drones, high-elevation drones, that are flying over watching Afghanistan 24/7. But we are there to do whatever needs to be done with our air flight, overflight, air fight, combat aircraft. If they need to be used to defend ourselves, they will be used in a matter of minutes.
Well, right, and as they should be. But again, you know, it goes back to the very basic idea, Captain, that this entire catastrophe was avoidable by the Biden administration. And, of course, that's water under the bridge at this point in terms of what the tactical situation, what the reality situation is on the ground there. But this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is not something where the Biden administration officials can simply go to ground and pretend like they're not talking to anybody, and then hopefully in a few days it'll kind of blow over. This is a major event in our history, no doubt in Afghanistan's history, and this is going to stick.
Now, Joe Biden, with the ABC interview he did yesterday, which we played that, said that no one was being killed right now, and he said, God forgive me if I'm wrong about that. Well, he was wrong, and here's what we found out. Number one, they've had these goon squads going around with a list of names and people with addresses. They were going right to their houses and their apartments to find them, and when they find them, they're killing them right where they're at. And we found out about that. There are confirmed reports about that. There are witness reports about that popping up. We don't know how many. It doesn't really matter. One is too many. But there were at least a dozen people that were shot and killed out on the street by the Taliban when the people were out there protesting and holding up signs and flags and this, that, and the other, the old Afghani flags, and the Taliban just fired shots at them.
Well, of course, because it's a lawless, a brutal regime that has taken over. And, you know, we watch this, Captain, in really total disbelief. This should not be happening in the 21st century.
I'm not watching in disbelief. I knew they were going to do it.
Well, exactly. Well, of course. But what I mean to say, of course, is that this is so revolting to all reasonable people, free people around the world, but it is also instructive, and I think this is really important. It's also very instructive. No matter what, there are going to be people who are going to try to dominate over others, and the Taliban simply have the means. The atrocities they are already committing will unfortunately continue, and that's why the good people of the world have to be able to stand up to the bad guys. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of bad guys out there. And so we shouldn't be, tearing ourselves apart. We've got to realize that this is a major, major problem still with humanity.
Well, Biden said something that just wasn't true, and he got away with it. No one's called him on it. But we are, because we know what he said wasn't true, and it's easily proven.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, and I still can't get over, Captain, the fact that he sort of dismissed the idea of people falling off airplanes from, 1,000 feet in the air. So that was 4 or 5 days ago, almost as if it really had no bearing on anything. But in reality, it is, unfortunately, one of the ultimate symbols of this total catastrophe.
Yeah, the people got up in the wheel wells, too, and when the wheels came up and they got jammed up into the wheel wells, there wasn't much left of them, if you know what I mean, and then they fell off the plane. We don't even know how many people fell off the plane, but I saw that one side of that plane, there were 25 or 30 people on that one side of that plane hanging on to wherever they could hang on to as the plane was taken off.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And I couldn't see the other side.
Yeah, there was a 19-year-old man who was found in the wheel well, and again, the amount of desperation, the people that are putting their babies over the wall at the airport to the American soldiers, they know exactly what the Taliban is like. They don't want their baby to grow up under the Taliban.
Yeah.
So this is very telling.
Now, the embarrassment of the world stage continues for Joe Biden following the total collapse of Afghanistan. And while in the midst of an ongoing, dangerous, chaotic evacuation, the United Kingdom's Parliament has voted to hold the President of the United States in contempt. And that came after several impassioned denunciations on the floor of their Parliament that were covered on television yesterday. I saw one of the speeches.
Yes, these were very impassioned, and our friends in Britain, of course, are very, very angry about this. There's no doubt about it.
Well, they weren't told anything. We pulled out and left them hanging.
Exactly. In fact, one of the members of Parliament there phrased it as, the President of the United States making a unilateral decision for NATO, involving NATO. And so this is different, Captain, than the President getting NATO to follow, to say, follow me, this is what we're doing. I'm making the case. This is why we need to do this. But instead, he made a unilateral decision and hung our allies out.
The UK was left totally in the dark, held the bag.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I'll tell you what, I think we'll have the new governor of California in a few days take us to break.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Wood.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American citizens and Afghan allies are still being airlifted out of Afghanistan. The situation at the airport in Kabul is still on edge as people try to escape the war-torn country.
We want to get as many people out of Kabul as we can in as little amount of time as we can. There are no hostile interactions right now between American forces and the Taliban, and we want to keep it that way.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, he says the top mission for the American military is maintaining security at the airport in Kabul. Billions of dollars of U.S. military hardware and supplies are now in the hands of the Taliban. The Pentagon says the U.S. military evacuated 2,000 people in the past 24 hours. At least 300 Americans were included in the evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I just think I might do that. That's our uptown girl, Kathy Curtis, that does our liners for us, and we thank her very much for that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. That's MyPillow. You all know about MyPillow. You've seen him on TV all over the place. And he is now pushing the Giza sheets, which I just bought a set of Giza sheets. And I'm really, really, really impressed. I've never slept on anything that's quite that comfortable and that smooth to go along with my mattress topper. But I'll tell you this much. You can go to MyPillow.com. You can click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's right there. It'll show you all the things that are up for sale. It'll ask you for a promo code, and that promo code is simply CAPTAIN. That's it, CAPTAIN. And while you're there, if you have any questions and you don't want to play the game on the Internet, just pick up the phone and call them at 800-641-5459. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. They'll answer any questions you got. On the phone, you can also order whatever you want there on the phone, too. But the Giza sheets are on sale. They're 50% off. That's a big deal. And you can find out what I found out, and that's they are so comfortable. And going along with that mattress pad that I bought, unbelievable. Unbelievable. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here with us. Okay, Kyle, you said you got your ballot, number one. And number two, there was something else you mentioned there about California?
Well, that's right. Yes, my ballot came in the mail today. Now, Californians can send the ballot in through the mail. Looks like you have to sign it. I don't know why they have to have you sign it if nobody checks your signatures, but that's just a joke. But,
well, you're okay. Supposed to.
Well, of course. But yes, but of course, there's the first question on the ballot, Captain, is shall Gavin Newsom be recalled, removed from the office of governor, yes or no? And based on that, if it's a yes vote, who should succeed him? And so there's a whole list of people, and of course on that list.
How many names are on that list?
Oh, let's see. Well, there's several. There's at least 25
okay.
or more names.
But Larry Elder's on there.
Larry Elder's on there, and basically you have to go through all the names and find the candidate that you're looking for. So Larry Elder is several ones down the list there, but he is definitely there, there's, along with others who are running. They had a debate. I think last night, but Larry Elder wasn't involved with it. I do think that the California or the governor's office, the governor's campaign, as it were, I think they do see Larry Elder as a major, major threat and a real distinct possibility of unseating this governor.
Now, they're going after him pretty hot and heavy, aren't they?
They are. It looks like a previous girlfriend, basically, of Larry Elder has come forward with some pretty bad allegations, saying that he was abusive in some ways and emotionally mm-hmm. abusive to her and so forth. They evidently lived together for about 18 months or so. This was mm-hmm. a few years ago. So she is now making the rounds on the news. Larry Elder, of course, denying this. Definitely making the news today.
And folks, I want you to know that we've got an event coming up on September the 23rd, which is a Thursday night here in Tampa. You want to talk about a lineup, would you hear this? Now, it's going to be at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay, which is over off the Courtney Campbell Causeway, just west of the Tampa airport. It's on the south side of the Courtney Campbell right there, the big, tall high-rise. That's their hotel that's there. But we're going to have that night Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's going to give a special start off the event 20-minute speech. I'm going to be introducing him, and he's going to be coming on right after I'm up there. And then the panel that's going to be there, the all-star panel, will be Mike Gallagher, Salem radio host, will be the Job Creators Network CEO and president, Alfredo Ortiz, will be our good friend from Walser Wealth Management, Rebecca Walser, who's a Fox News contributor, and Larry Elder, the sage of Los Angeles, will be here. And he might be here, Kyle, that night. He might be here as the governor-elect of California.
Well, that's a very distinct possibility. There's a lot going on in California. One of the things I liked about some of Larry Elder's campaign commercials is he says a lot of campaign commercials you see candidates walking along with music playing with somebody telling you how great they are. He says, but I can talk and I'm here to tell you what I think. So, of course, Larry Elder is certainly doing things a little bit differently in the campaign, and we'll see how it goes.
And the topics that they'll be discussing will be saying no to high taxes, no to government red tape, and no to mandates, whatever the mandates might happen to be. Now, there'll be exhibitors there. Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the author Lauren Kelly, will be there. The Job Creators Network, of course, will be there. Travel Cats will be there, the ladies that send people all around the country and around the world. Moss Family Automotive will be there. And Walser Wealth Management will be there. And we may have a couple of other add-ons, too. But that's going to be Thursday night, September the 23rd. We have a VIP reception that starts at 5:30 that goes to 6:30. Then the main event is from 7 to 9. And if you're going to show up, I'm telling you, you need to get your tickets as soon as you can, because this is going to fill up. I will guarantee you that one. We have 1,000-seat capacity. I'm not sure how many tickets they've got left right now, but I know they're selling a bunch of them. So you get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. And, Kyle, we got people coming in from all over the country to be at this event because of Larry Elder and Ron DeSantis being in the same room.
Well, exactly right. That sounds like it's going to be a great time. And Captain, I think you're also going to, you said you're going to introduce the governor, but I think you're also going to lead the pledge, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's my forte, and I have a special way to, well, you know, the way we say the pledge here.
Well, sure.
Yeah. All right. Now, what a dope Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry, folks. There's some people that you can tolerate, and there's others you can't. What a dope. Nancy Pelosi talking about the billions of dollars of U.S. weapons left behind and what we could do about that. And her answer was, well, that's what happens when you withdraw. What a dope.
Well, but again, you know, they didn't have to necessarily leave it behind, or if it became clear that leaving it with
Kyle,
the so-called...
Kyle, standard operating procedure in the military, and we did it in Vietnam. When you gave up a base or when you moved out, you destroyed and blew up everything that you left behind.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And in some cases, of course, some of this equipment was ostensibly for the Afghan army, as it were, so-called army.
$83 billion worth of new stuff.
Yes. But as you've been even pointing out, you know, if we know where it is, we don't want to have the Taliban just have access to it, and we can go back in and try to destroy it, or at least find some way to do that. But it's not something, see, she's just writing it off like, well, that's just the way it goes. That's not it, though.
Some of the equipment, if it hasn't been disabled, and the Taliban by this time might know how to disable it, some of the equipment, the mechanized equipment, the MRAPs and the Humvees and the tanks, because they had tanks, you might have seen them on the streets of Kabul, they have GPS, and that's how we know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do, if the GPS is turned on, then we know where the target is. But I would suspect by now, after what just happened up outside Kandahar, when they got all the equipment out of the Kandahar base up there at Bagram Air Base, and they took it off into the wilderness, wherever it was they went up there, we knew where it went. We had the GPS. We went up there and bombed them.
Yep. Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, we shouldn't have to be going through all this.
No.
This was something that was foreseeable.
Yep. And again, we can also ask them for our equipment back. Good luck with that. But, I mean, we could ask them.
Right. Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first time in this whole scenario that we're trying to rely on
Kyle,
the Taliban.
Kyle, I'm so afraid that we're going to have a hostage situation with thousands of American hostages that we are not going to be able to get out by the deadline, because all the soldiers are supposed to be out by August the 31st. That was part of a prearranged deal. I don't see that happening. That's going to create a big mess, number one. Number two, we're going to have people in country that we aren't going to be able to get out between now and then because of where they're hiding, where the situation and all that. And we could have a hostage situation there in Afghanistan, the likes of which we've never seen.
Well, you're exactly right about that.
It would make the Iranian hostage situation look like a kid's play.
Right. Well, behind enemy lines, that's the term that's being used now.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
Well, and they're hiding. They're hiding. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come back with a highway and byway report, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We got some boots, scooting, thumping, banging music to play. And I'll tell you what, you're going to have some fun tonight. And we're going to have some fun. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah, and they will keep it between the lines. And Donna, thank you very much. And Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, we appreciate them. CowboyLogic.us is a website. Check them out. Now, in the meantime, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. All you got to do is pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll start getting points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. Now, the first time, say, hey, I was listening to Captain Matt Bruce on the radio, and he was just talking about you guys and said I'd get a free coffee if I told you that. Now, the deal is you're supposed to get a free cup of coffee. Some people have said, well, we're not getting the coffee. We have to pay for it. But here's the thing, and here's what's going on. The person that's behind the counter apparently doesn't know what Pilot and Flying J are doing with this promotion they've got. You can go ask our friends in Salt Lake City, Utah. I guarantee you they know, as well as some other places here not very far away, because they know what we're doing. But it is what it is. But just join the Drivers Club. Once you do that, then you don't need to worry about whether or not you're going to get a free cup of coffee or whatnot, because you're going to get one, because you're a member. All right. Let's take a look here. I'm going to take a look first at Henri, which is going up the East Coast. It looks like as if over the weekend we're going to get a real mess in weather in terms of Long Island, especially eastern Long Island, and on up through New England, on up the coastline, all the way to Maine, all the way to Newfoundland. So that's what we got to look at here at the moment. A lot of high heat. Hello to New Orleans tonight. Hello to Atlanta tonight. And, Kyle, you take it away with the West Coast.
Yeah, well, thank you, Captain. We'll start here tonight in the west in southern Wyoming. We've got high wind watches. This is going to be near Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Laramie, and then on up towards Elk Mountain, this along I-80. Definitely want to be careful of that, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. We've seen the high winds over a long period of time. They went away for a while, but they seem to be back now. Flash flood watch up in northern Idaho, especially near Coeur d'Alene, so this is along I-90. You want to be aware of that. Air quality alerts in northern Washington. Fire weather watches in southern Idaho tonight, near Boise, of course, and you definitely want to be careful of that along I-84. And then down into northern Nevada, fire weather watch also there near Elko, Battle Mountain, and then we continue to have air quality alerts in the central California area near Fresno and Bakersfield. And, of course, the good news that we're still monitoring, Captain, I-70 in Grand Junction, pardon me, not Grand Junction, but Glenwood Canyon in Colorado opened up over last weekend, and it looks like things have been going pretty well. We'll have more information as they're able to clear more debris, but at least it seems passable for now, so that is good.
Now, we're doing things a little backwards tonight because I'm going to play the music after I get done here. Because I got a song all queued up I didn't want to play to begin with, so we'll play that in a minute. But let me just read this. Excessive rain may create flooding in parts of the northern plains and middle Atlantic Friday, with severe thunderstorms possible from the central plains into the upper Midwest on Friday. Henri will strengthen Friday into the weekend. Probably it's going to be a hurricane, Category 1 hurricane. Interest in the northeast should pay close attention and monitor this storm because it's coming. New England and Long Island, especially the eastern tip of Long Island, you are going to see Henri. Now, I will tell you, we've got a high heat warning down there in New Orleans East over to Mobile, so be advised of that. And across Mississippi on I-10, yesterday it was really warm in Florida. I don't think it's going to be that hot today here, but it's going to be that way in New Orleans. So the French Quarter tonight, you're going to be steaming. And then you've got a high heat advisory in the eastern part of Kansas. Also, tonight, we've got fog, dense fog in the southern part of Indiana, the southwestern part of Ohio, to include Cincinnati, all of Kentucky from Louisville east all the way over to the mountains of West Virginia right now, and then we've got fog up in the western and northwestern part of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, you've got fog. Erie, you've got fog. We've got some rain and fog mixed both in the central part of Virginia tonight and going up towards, Delaware and West and Maryland right now. And some fog there along the Chesapeake Bay. And I'm looking again, going down south into Florida. Things are looking pretty good down there. So, again, it's going to be warm. It's 81 degrees right now here where I'm at in Tampa. But I want to play what I didn't play. I'm going to give you a couple minutes of this right now. So here we go.
My life is one special.
Kyle, I'm telling you, I could stand on that shaky ground all night long.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Aerosmith.
Yeah, but yeah. They Aerosmith and Friends, I might add.
That's right.
Yep, that was something they did years ago, and I'll tell you what. That song, I'll tell you what, it's got everything going for it when you want to be awakened this time of the morning. And I guarantee you, a couple of truck drivers when that thing came on to begin with, they're going, whoa! You know, but it is what it is. And I tried to play it earlier, but, you know, sometimes these machines don't work the way they're supposed to. But anyway, I want to tell you all about the fact that the Pilot and Flying J bring you this Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. And don't forget, all you got to do is stop by the Pilot and Flying J and go right up to the kiosk. You don't need to do anything other than go to the kiosk and join the Drivers Club. You can also join the RV Club for you RVers out there. And it means what it says. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy in the restaurant, and points for the supplies you buy in the store. And it doesn't take very long, Kyle, for that to add up and you can use it.
Well, that's exactly right. You can also download the app and track your points. That's the My Rewards Plus app, and you can get that for iOS or for Android, of course. And especially, Captain, you said the food that you buy, well, of course, the Pilot and Flying J's, they have really just great food selections. Sometimes you'll find a Denny's, sometimes you'll find a Huddle House and Subway, a Cinnabon, much more and as well. So it's definitely, yeah, when you're coming off the road, they're going to have something.
Well, I'll tell you who knows where the Denny's are, and that's James in Clearwater, because he seems to stop there to want to go to the Denny's. But I think the last time he got himself a free cup of coffee, I do believe, was a Pilot up there in Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so very maybe cool. He ought to stick to the Pilots.
Right.
Denny's doesn't want to give anything away for free.
Well, true. True.
Yeah, all righty. Well, you know, folks, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Afghanistan. We're definitely watching the meter over there to see what's going on. But when we come back, we're going to talk about something Mark Levin had to say, and Joyless Reed, you know, Joy Reed. We're going to call her Joyless Reed. That woman she's got serious problems. Wait till you hear what she had to say yesterday amidst everything that's been going on here. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour news. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break, so take it away, Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.